Right now, we want to get to some big news today in the business world. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett has closed the biggest deal of his career. Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway announced today that it has acquired the aerospace components company Precision Castparts in a move worth more than $37 billion. Joining us now is Ali Velshi, the host of Ali Velshi on Target for Al Jazeera America. Ali, welcome back.
Jeremy, good to be with you.
And I'm imagining that a lot of our listeners have never even heard of Precision Castparts. What do you make of this deal that Warren Buffett is willing to spend so much money on this company?
Well, with the exception of a few companies like Duracell, like Heinz, like Dairy Queen, many of the companies that Warren Buffett buys are companies you haven't heard about. They're old, steady, industrial companies that make money. Precision Castparts actually makes, the parts that go onto airplanes and engines for airplanes and aerospace stuff that are bought by Boeing and by Airbus and by other companies. They've actually been pulling back in recent years. They're not doing as well. Profitability is down a little bit, and that's exactly what Warren Buffett likes. A company that is going to do better, isn't doing well, stock price is low, and will continue to turn over and return cash for its investors over time. So while you may never have heard about it, if you had heard about it, you'd say this is exactly the kind of company that Warren Buffett would buy. It's expensive. That's the big difference. It's the biggest acquisition he's ever made.
Well, and actually, he mentioned that this morning in a conversation with CNBC. Let's take a listen to what Buffett said.
Precision's earnings have fallen off moderately because of developments in the oil and gas field, where they do some business as well as in aerospace. So, but this is a very high multiple for us to pay.
A high multiple for us to pay. So he's saying this is expensive. So why would he do that then?
Well, because they've got problems in their other areas. The thing about Berkshire Hathaway is you have to think about it as two types of companies until now. One has been like a mutual fund, right? They buy pieces, equity pieces of companies. So it's like buying a mutual fund. You buy one stock and it's very expensive and you're invested in lots and lots of companies. The other part of the company is this almost industrial company where they buy these undervalued companies, which they think are going to do better in the future. And by being undervalued, it means that even though he says he paid a high multiple of what the earnings of that company are going to be, he has faith that the earnings are actually going to increase over time. That is exactly how he does business. Now, the third thing you have to remember about Berkshire Hathaway is that it is essentially an insurance company. When you buy Geico Insurance, you're buying insurance through Berkshire Hathaway. And the insurance business is very profitable, and the result is that Berkshire Hathaway is sitting on over $60 billion in cash. Investors don't like companies sitting on a lot of cash, so he had to find something to do. So here he spent over $37 billion buying this other company.
Now, one of the reasons why we pay so much attention to Warren Buffett is because he's been right so many times. And there's another thing that he said this morning in this interview with CNBC. He said that he thinks that stocks are going to be higher over the next 10 or 20 years, a lot higher. That's a quote. That's what he said. Now, we remember back in 2008, during the financial crisis, when everybody was selling, he said, buy American, I am, and he was right then. So what do you make of what he said today, that the market is going to go way higher over the next 10 to 20 years?
Well, I don't think it's wise to bet against Warren Buffett. He's a very, very smart guy who, by the way, isn't just one person. He's got a team of advisors. Whenever he acquires a company that's worth less than $1 billion, he's not even involved in the transaction. He gets one of his key advisors. So they study the market very well. I would say this, that if one studies Warren Buffett, one knows that though he says things like the market will be higher, he doesn't invest in things like the market. He invests in specific companies that he thinks are undervalued and will have consistent cash flow going forward. Those are his rules. So I wouldn't take his advice to say the market's going to be higher, so back up the truck and pile on. I think I'd take his advice to mean certain stocks are going to be higher and you can make some really good investments, but you still have to have some rules. Now, there are some investors in America who follow no other rules other than to invest in the way that Warren Buffett invests. And if you do that, you've actually done fairly well over time. Remember, Warren Buffett was famous for not involving himself in the tech sector. When everybody was buying tech stocks in the 90s, he didn't like it. He said, I don't understand how this business makes money. I don't really get it. Now, in the end, the tech sector has turned out to be a pretty big thing, but it crashed before it became a big thing. So he is a cautious investor. He has specific methodologies. And if people want to take his advice, I would recommend you read a book about how he invests along with taking his advice. Don't just assume that because he says the market's higher, it's going to be higher.
Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target for Al Jazeera America. Thanks so much, Ali.
Thank you, Jeremy.